The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby by Charles Dickens. Narrated by Simon Vance. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1 Introduces All the Rest. There once lived, in a sequestered part of the county of Devonshire, one Mr. Godfrey Nickleby, a worthy gentleman who, taking it into his head rather late in life that he must get married, and not being young enough or rich enough to aspire to the hand of a lady of fortune, had wedded an old flame out of mere attachment, who in her turn had taken him for the same reason. Thus, two people who cannot afford to play cards for money sometimes sit down to a quiet game for love. Some ill-conditioned persons who sneer at the life matrimonial may perhaps suggest in this place that the good couple would be better likened to two principals in a sparring match, who, when fortune is low and backers scarce, will chivalrously set to for the mere pleasure of the buffeting. And in one respect, indeed, this comparison would hold good, for, as the adventurous pair of the Fives Court will afterwards send round a hat and trust to the bounty of the lookers-on for the means of regaling themselves, so Mr. Godfrey Nickleby and his partner, the honeymoon being over, looked out wistfully into the world, relying in no inconsiderable degree upon chance for the improvement of their means. Mr. Nickleby's income, at the period of his marriage, fluctuated between 60 and 80 pounds per annum. There are people enough in the world, heaven knows, and even in London, where Mr. Nickleby dwelt in those days, but few complaints prevail of the population being scanty. It is extraordinary how long a man may look among the crowd without discovering the face of a friend. But it is no less true. Mr. Nickleby looked and looked, till his eyes became sore as his heart, but no friend appeared. And when, growing tired of the search, he turned his eyes homeward, he saw very little there to relieve his weary vision. A painter who has gazed too long upon some glaring colour refreshes his dazzled sight by looking upon a darker and more sombre tint. But everything that met Mr. Nickleby's gaze wore so black and gloomy a hue that he would have been beyond description, refreshed by the very reverse of the contrast. At length, after 5 years, when Mrs. Nickleby had presented her husband with a couple of sons, and that embarrassed gentleman, impressed with the necessity of making some provision for his family, was seriously revolving in his mind a little commercial speculation of insuring his life next quarter day, and then falling from the top of the monument by accident, there came...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?